So this week we're wrestling with some really difficult questions, and today's is perhaps the most difficult of all. Someone texted me and they asked this, why do we seem to take the Apostle Paul's words about homosexuality way more seriously than we take Jesus' words about divorce? And can I be upfront with you? In the next few minutes, I'm not going to answer that question. But I'm going to tell you something that I've learned about answering questions. I've learned that when people ask a question about the Bible, there is a whole lot of background and a story to that question. And so when I read this question, you know, homosexuality and divorce, I just wanted to ask the person, well, tell me the story. What makes you ask that? Do you have a church experience where people were super judgmental and quick to speak and slow to listen because you or someone you love was dealing with same-sex attraction? Or maybe did you go through a divorce and like your husband or your ex-wife pursued it and they cheated and they got divorced and your pastor, your priest didn't say a word? I have a feeling we don't just ask questions out of the blue because we're just curious, but we've been through something really powerful and it makes us want to ask. And so here's what I've learned, to be quick to listen and slow to speak. And so when you get a really tough spiritual question like this, I want to encourage you to open up your Bible to the book of James, because James 1 verse 19 says this, "My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteous life that God desires." James says, take note of this. When you're dealing with people of different behaviors, different beliefs, you're going to be so tempted just to speak what you know and what you think. But one of the smartest things you can do is just to wait and to listen. Try to understand, empathize, and show sympathy to people. Get the whole story, and then you'll have all the information that you need to answer the question well. I remember the pastor from the home church that I grew up in. And as I started studying for the ministry to become a pastor, I remember he gave this little bit of advice that I almost never take, but I should. He said, "Mike, smart pastors are the last person in the room to speak." And he says, wait, just listen. Try to understand everyone around the table. Ask good questions. Before you give your opinion, before you make your point, try to understand, because the wise people want to know where people are coming from before they answer with God's truth. And so as you're wrestling with questions of divorce or sexuality or whatever, remember James' wise words. Be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. That will help you live the righteous life that God desires. Let's pray. Oh, God, it's so tempting for me to open my mouth and just share. And yet you tell us that's not the wise way to live. God, we live in a culture where everyone is ready to express their opinion and be true to themselves. And so we really need your help to do this. It's not natural for us. God, would you give us your Holy Spirit that we could have the kind of humility that this takes? Would you give us a concern for people no matter what their background and no matter what their questions? I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would give us all the wisdom that we need to be a blessing to the people you put in our lives. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.